Mary had a little man.
The fourth. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Yesterday, Glenn Youngkin released his closing argument of this campaign. In it, he promotes an effort to ban books by Toni Morrison from Virginia schools.
Oh, my God.
One of America's most famous authors, the winner of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the winner of the Nobel Prize. This is his closing message. Glenn Youngkin is promoting banning books by one of America's most prominent black authors. Just the fact that he's even discussing this brings shame here to the Commonwealth of Virginia. He is ending his campaign the way he started it, with divisive dog whistles.
So I can almost smell the slavery coming out of Virginia, can't you? And this is really disgusting, okay? This is really ugly. And the more that you look into this story about wanting to ban Toni Morrison's book, Beloved, from being taught in school, and it's not just school, okay? This particular, where do you even start on something so ugly like this? First of all, it's a book. It's a book, Youngkin. A book. Banning books. Wow. Okay. So I think you are all familiar with Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison is a Nobel Prize winner. Toni Morrison is a Pulitzer Prize winning author. Toni Morrison received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Toni Morrison is one of our most beloved authors. Toni Morrison is, you know, prolific, and the narratives that she creates, I hope you've read at least one Toni Morrison book. I don't care which one, Song of Solomon, which is more modern setting. Beloved is, it bounces back and forth to post-slavery, all the way back with, you know, memories from 1850 during slavery. The Bluest Eye. I mean, these books are amazing. The voice that she writes with is unique. Her characters all have unique voices of their own. It's not a monolithic experience that any of her characters have. It's nuanced, and it's thoughtful, and it's empathetic, and it shows you some of the horrors of our world. In fact, Beloved, you might know, was made into a movie by Oprah. God bless Oprah. I love Oprah. Okay, so it was made into a movie by Oprah and Tandy, what was her name? Tandy, oh God, I just blanked out on her name. She played Beloved. It was a horror movie, is what it was. It was a psychological horror movie that tried to show the horror of slavery and what it does to a human soul, what it did to a person. Beloved is a story, in a nutshell, about the horrors of slavery. A woman, she escaped slavery. Let me put it this way. This is really the shorthand of it. She marries while she's a slave. She escapes slavery. She's brought back to slavery. And when they come to take her back to slavery, she decides that she would rather kill her children than have them return to the life of slavery. And that's Beloved. Beloved, the reason why this baby, who's never named in the book, the reason why we talk about Seth's baby, Seth is the female, the reason why we talk about her baby as Beloved is because that's all they could afford to have engraved on the tombstone. Okay? So does that sort of tell you what kind of despair we're talking about in this psychological horror that was made into a horror movie? Okay, so Glenn Youngkin, apparently, you know, it's so weird because you're made to think that somehow along the campaign trail, he ran into this concerned mother named Laura Murphy, who had a young child who was exposed to this horror of slavery in Toni Morrison's book, Beloved, and that he had night terrors, her child did, after being forced, like tied down and made to read Pulitzer Prize-winning fiction novelist's work, that it was just so, he had night terrors. He had night terrors. I'm going to play you the commercial that she made for Glenn Youngkin, and then I'm going to explain to you who she is.
No democracy.
Oh, sorry.
As a parent, it's tough to catch everything. So when my son showed me his reading assignment, my heart sunk. It was some of the most explicit material you can imagine. I met with lawmakers. They couldn't believe what I was showing them. Their faces turned bright red with embarrassment. They passed bills requiring schools to notify parents when explicit content was assigned. It was bipartisan. It gave parents a say, the option to choose an alternative for my children. I was so grateful. But then Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed it twice. He doesn't think parents should have a say. He said that. He shut us out. Glenn Youngkin, he listens. He understands parents matter. Join me in voting for Glenn Youngkin.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad.
Yeah, nice fleece. Really digging it. Okay, so her name is Laura Murphy. Laura Murphy's son was forced to read Beloved as an AP senior English, an AP senior English class, okay? Advanced Progress senior high school English class. Now, I'm sure as a 17-year-old Advanced Progress student, he's never seen the internet or anything about, the horrors of slavery online. I don't think he's ever seen, porn or any other thing, right? But anyway, turns out her son today, he's the general counsel. He's a big, fat lawyer. He's the general counsel for the GOP, for the Republican Party. That's who her son, who was traumatized. Now, I'm no psychiatrist, but I got to tell you this. What is more traumatizing? Reading Toni Morrison as a senior in high school in AP, English class, or having your mother try to ban Toni Morrison books? I mean, for me, that's probably why. When you look at his chosen career, that he is general counsel to the GOP, he was traumatized. I mean, look at his career path. Look at the choices he made after reading Toni Morrison. I mean, terrible, right? So this all happened back in 2013, okay? 2013. It's almost 10 years that she has been screaming about AP, her son did not have to take AP English class. See, they are inflicting this idea on people that this horrible book that won a Pulitzer Prize by a Nobel laureate, Toni Morrison, is somehow too traumatizing, and yet her son did not have to take that class. They are creating chaos. You understand this? They are part of this campaign to manufacture crisis, to manufacture chaos, to manufacture and create, this chaotic school board environment, when really all they need to do is create a book club. What do you bet me she's never read this book? What do you bet me? Pinky bet? Okay, you're on. What do you bet me she's never read this book? This is just insane. So now we're talking about book banning. This is how you win an election in Virginia now, book banning. Clearly her son suffered some sort of trauma, but I'm guessing it's because he has a mother who's trying to ban Toni Morrison books for 10 years. And he's already graduated college and law school, and she's still doing it. These are respected classics of literature. And I swear to God, this book banning idea, this idea that we must take away our freedom, we must take away choice about which classes you could take and voting. And I mean, what?